So far we're doing well. We know we need objectives. We have five departments of life. So how do we develop the goals? Well, we ask the questions and we answer. We have five questions, of course. What are the family's spiritual goals? We write down our answers. What are the family's social goals? What are the family's cultural goals, their economic goals, and of course their educational goals? So if you go through this exercise in planning, you start to write down your goals. Sooner or later, you'll run into the question, how far into the future am I planning? Am I planning for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? How far should I make this plan go? So there's no rigid rule, but Gurudeva gave the guideline of 6 years. 6 years is a good time frame. It's long enough, but it's not seemingly forever. You go too long and it just gets speculative. What will I be doing 20 years from now? May not really know. But you can get out about 6 years with some clarity. So to help everyone out who wants to go through this exercise of developing or updating their family plan, I created a few sample goals just to try and make sure it was clear what we're talking about. So, for spiritual, yearly pilgrimage. Well, sometimes when you say yearly pilgrimage, immediately the thought comes up in the mind of the family, can't afford it. Can't afford it. So it doesn't have to be an expensive one. It doesn't have to go off to India. Just a few hundred miles can be enough. For example, our Singapore members and students, every year they go on a pilgrimage to Malaysia. Easy to do. You rent a bus, jump in a bus, drive off to Malaysia and visit temples you normally don't go to. The idea of a pilgrimage is to go someplace you normally don't go. So you're breaking out of your routine, breaking out of the habit mind. So of course, being on an island here, that's a little challenging. But we're also speaking to the web, and most people live where you can easily go 200 miles in a car. So that's a good example. Singapore goes to Malaysia. Social goals. Extended family gatherings are an important social goal. Getting as many members of the family together as you can, you know, once a year at least, is an important part of family life. Cementing everyone, strengthening the ties between all members of the family by getting as large a family together as you can. Special family outings. Here's a question. When is the last time the family went horseback riding? Something different. Maybe you don't all ride horses, but do something different. Plenty of opportunities in social outings not to do the same old routine things, but think out of the box and find something that would be different and interesting to all members of the family. Cultural goals. Of course, the most common there is children taking dance and music lessons. That's an important part of cultural goals. Other cultural goals can be having the whole family attend certain cultural performances as a family unit, talking it over, enjoying it. Even on Kauai, we have certain cultural performances. They're not traditional Hindu cultural performances, but since it's all we have, you know, it's fine to go. Culture is an important part of a family life. So attending cultural performances and offered at KCC and discussing them as a family is a wonderful goal. Adults taking time to play music and sing if they have those skills. Sometimes we feel so pressured with life. No time to sing a devotional song. No time to pull out the veena. whatever we know how to do. We have to get on with the business of life here and make money or do something. But taking time to enjoy these cultural refinements keeps our life refined. Culture is important because it's a refining process. If you don't have a cultural side of life, your crudeness can increase instead of decrease. We're trying to become more refined beings, more spiritual beings. So taking time to perform the cultural skills we know is important. It doesn't have to be a lot of time. We don't have to take 2 hours a day, but a few times a week, if that's part of our plan, where we have time to perform music and sing, it's wonderful to keep those skills alive as an adult. Economic. Of course, that's where we're over-planned usually, so we don't need to spend a lot of time on economic planning, because that's like a business plan. It's normally what you think about when you think about family planning, is planning for retirement and planning for the kids' education, right? Owning your own house so that when you retire, you don't have a mortgage. Everyone knows the basics of economic planning. Educational planning. Of course, again, there, the children's secular education is foremost until it's finished as a family goal in education. But it's also good if adults continue to acquire new skills. Gurudeva never supported the attitude that, well, we stop learning when we reach age 30. We've had enough schooling. We'll just settle down and live out what we know. Why should we bother to learn or take time to learn anything new? That wasn't Gurudeva's approach. It creates a kind of an obstacle to unfoldment, because spiritual unfoldment is learning something new. We're unfolding. We're developing new sensitivities, achieving new inner goals. It's a kind of learning. So if our external learning is static, it's in contradiction to internally spiritually growing. So within their respective realms, wives can develop new skills, such as in learning about herbs and healing, useful knowledge, adding new knowledge that can be added to the family and benefit all members. Husbands, of course, can first of all focus on job-related education, trying to further their education. So as an employee, they can advance, get promoted because they've developed new skills. Professionals are even required to have a certain amount of ongoing, continuing education because the world is changing. So doctors need to go back and have so many hours a year, and accountants and lawyers and so forth need their continuing education just to keep up with their profession because it's constantly developing. So, in summary, we're hoping this presentation will catalyze everyone to give some thought to their family plan, pull it out of the drawer if they have one, open up the computer file if it's more digital. If you don't have one, good opportunity to create one. And then, as part of our ongoing life in the Nartana Ratao, we can take Gurudeva's advice to update it. Every year during this Ratao, it's just one of the things we do. We don't have to give it thought during the rest of the year. This is the time. We pull out our plans. Today we've been focusing on family plans because that's the biggest need, meaning there's not enough families who have good plans. Individuals who aren't married, who are single, of course, can develop plans for themselves under the same principle, using the same five departments of life. If someone has a business, they can pull out their business plan and update it as well during this ritual. Monks can pull out their kulam plans and look ahead and say, what's our kulam going to do for the next 6 years? See if were planned well enough in the future. Same areas. What Do we need to educate the members of the Kulamin? Social? We need a good party now and then? Etc. So we can apply it to all kinds of different situations, not just the family. Om Namah Shivaya.